Erin has always been a creative person. She's been in bands since she was 16, finding any outlet she can to express her creativity. She moved to Bloomington in 2003 because of her connections in the local music scene. Years later, she found herself painting a mural outside Hopscotch Coffee, which her husband Jeff Grant and her founded. A few years after that, the public library reached out about a mural commission. She took a chance on it.
I don't know, it felt so good. It felt so good. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the large scale of it. I enjoyed the like meditative aspect of it, just kind of listening to audiobooks and painting, because it just would take, these projects take like weeks often. So there's something about it that was just really like, yeah, this is cool.
Erin Tobey is a visual artist, painting murals, illustrations, and graphic design all around Bloomington. She also plays in a few bands such as Brenda's Friend and Full Sun. As a mural artist, the process is a very collaborative one, both between her and the city of Bloomington.
There's a lot of kind of back and forth, you know, in specific projects that feels like we're thinking about what is this doing? Like, what is this place? Like, where is this going to exist and what purpose does it serve? How is it supporting the environment and the people around it? So from, I mean, then it's also about making connections with different clients, whether it's the library or Wonder Lab or Secretly Group in town. It's kind of, for me, so for me personally, it's kind of weaving together different people for me as an artist, kind of getting like building these relationships and also kind of thinking about visually, like the visual environment and what, how to enrich it in a way that makes it more activated. I don't think about it that way. Pleasant, fun, like yeah. Enjoyable, like more have more life and personality. I mean, that's kind of my goal as an artist, is to just make things more fun and interesting visually. I don't
know why. One of her murals sits in an alleyway next to Wonder Lab, between Kirkwood and 4th Street. It's called The Scale of Science. It's half a city block long, showcasing vibrant green landscapes, and it takes you through the journey of the magnification of a leaf. At the end of the mural sits a girl looking curiously into a microscope.
So this piece in that alley, I was created as a commission by this center at IU in the Department of Chemistry called the Center for Single Entity Nanochemistry and Nanocrystal Design. It's a very specific like chemistry working group that works on really, really small nanotechnology, I don't know what they call it. But so this center at IU was looking for art that represented kind of visually and in an accessible way the work that they do, kind of looking at teeny things and how they interact with huge things. And so I had to kind of come up with this concept that kind of illustrated the work that they did, which was very kind of technical and scientific, but it was just really fun and a really like interesting challenge. And it, the image is kind of like a child looking at a microscope, and then you go into a cell and goes deeper into the cell, and then it zooms back. It's like kind of a, like looking at it, you might not understand necessarily the whatever the concept. I really enjoyed it. Was collaborating with these folks at IU and the city, who kind of helped support it financially. I don't know, it was just a cool kind of confluence, and I appreciated that IU was in, like something at IU was interested in bringing like art beyond the, you know, into the community, like into the city in a way that wasn't specifically tied to the university. I thought that was really awesome.
For Erin, she couldn't imagine doing any type of work without community. It plays a huge role both in the creative process and the impact she wants to make. For WFIU Arts, I'm Carl Templeton. The music in the story is of Erin's band, Brenda's Friend.